Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see.
Wow. Oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Oh, my God.
Decorum.
Decorum. Decorum.
It's okay. Decorum. Get your drinks. Get your drinks.
Yeah, get your drinks. Everyone get settled back in.
We're
gonna
get some t-shirts.
We're going to get started again. Holy fucking shit. I'm having a blast. Are you guys having a good time? I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh, my God.
Guys, are we ready for the next half of the show?
Yes.
Here we go, bitch. All right, everyone, please welcome to the stage. This is these are even more vocalistas.
More
ready?
Vocalistas for you.
Natalie Walker!
Larry Owens!
Give it up for Maya Deshmukh!
Calvin Cato!
And Millie Tamarez! Here we yes. go, 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 go!
Look at these looks!
Yes! Oh my
Are
God.
Are you kidding me?
No, everyone
Look at
turned,
these looks.
Turned out the fashion for the event,
Jesus.
And I am thankful for it.
All right, first up we have Natalie Walker.
Yes.
Take the microphone, the hat.
It is Natalie's time. Now, Natalie, explain to everyone, are we doing a trilbo or are we doing a pre-selected topic?
Guys, I'm angry about too many things. I got to do it pre-select.
Okay, I love that. I love that.
This is Natalie Walker's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Joss motherfucking Whedon. Listen, you think because we're all mad at a different sad, fat, ginger, bald motherfucker that I forgot about you? No! I never forget and I never forgive, just like Sweeney Todd, musical theater reference. Speaking of musical theater, Joss Whedon, your attempts at musical theater are piss fucking poor. Yeah. All of my friends
seconds.
Say, Natalie, like, look at the Buffy musical episode. No, the score is middling at best. Fuck you, Joss Whedon. You are a fucking unsolicited dick pic with a Rosie the Riveter poster in the background.
15 seconds. Oh,
you,
my God.
Joss Whedon, you're much ado if you're doing a Shakespeare adaptation and it's more white than one Kenneth Branagh did 20
Five
years
seconds.
Ago. I don't think so, honey.
And that is 1 minute.
Joss Whedon is an unsolicited dick pic with a Rosie the Riveter poster
and
in the background.
And also, hot take, Dr. Horrible is bad.
Wow.
It is bad and it commits musical theater songwriting crimes. We'll get into it.
Woo!
I don't think so, honey.
Greedy and serviceable at best.
Okay,
guys.
Here we go. Motherfucking
Larry Owens. Come on. The camo and the camo Crocs?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the
you
truth.
You can't handle the look.
Yes, the look. Bye.
Okay. Oh, my God, Larry.
And my
Swallow
ankles
it,
are
bitch.
Ashy.
We can't tell.
Thank you.
Larry, is it going to be pre-selected or trouble?
Troll.
Oh. Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. I got it. And here we go. Ready?
Yes.
This is Larry Owens. What is he going to do?
Okay. This is insane. All right. Larry, your I Don't Think So, Honey topic is authentic New York pizza.
Oh!
And his time starts now.
Authentic New York pizza. I've been to Chicago. I've studied in Chicago. You like that thick shit. It's gonna be more of a meal. Fuck a dollar slice. I know, we like to eroticize and fantasize the idea of the city, the Carrie Bradshaw idea of the city, but it's not like that, bitch. I'm gonna tell you the fucking truth. When you fucking hungry and you going for that fucking dollar slice of that traditional New York pizza, you gonna fucking wish you was in Chicago, bitch. That fucking dollar pizza was fucking filling you up with some fucking cakey carbohydrate bread ass shit. I don't think so, honey. My croc band just snapped because I don't fucking think so. I have my time is up. I
want to
go home.
And that was an I Don't Think So, Honey. Yes.
HPJ, get him a bottle of water.
I want to let this go on for as long as possible.
Oh my God, are we okay?
Is everyone okay? Let's check in with everybody. How are we?
Oh my God,
that was amazing.
Gagged.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but that was a troll bowl.
Oh my God. Amazing. Guys, please welcome to the stage.
And now, Maya Deshmukh. Come on, Fierce. Oh. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Stunning. Stunning.
Maya.
The looks. Oh.
Maya, what's it gonna be? Pre-selected or troll bowl?
Pre-select.
Okay.
Cause bitch, I'm mad.
Okay, here we go. This is Maya Deshmukh.
I don't think so, honey. The country of England. You're an old, crusty, dusty ass rock in the middle of the ocean with no natural resources. So what the fuck do you need to do? You need to go take your stank legs all around the fucking globe looking for countries that have their shine on, literally.
Oh!
Your culture, tea, that shit's from Sri Lanka, formerly Ceylon, formerly a colonized place.
30 seconds.
Your jewels, India, Africa, jewels of places. Your sugar, the Caribbean. Okay, so you know what? If you never colonized anybody, the queen would literally have 15. A crown filled with coal and she'd be drinking dirt out of a cup.
5 seconds.
England, if it had a pussy, it would be a cold, wet shoe. Bye, bitch.
That's 1 minute.
That was...
Oh, my God. Girl, we got a bottle of water. This group, share that bottle of water. Hydrate. Y'all are hot.
I am thoroughly
gagged. Okay,
gagged.
So
guys.
Now we have Calvin Kato.
Calvin!
Yes, yes, yes.
Fishnets!
Yes.
Show the fishnets! Oh, my God. Look at the fishnet gloves.
Okay, gloves.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love a fingerless glove.
Calvin.
Trust me. Borderline. I feel borderline mad. So.
Borderline.
Calvin, is it going to be pre-selected or troll ball?
It's going to be pre-selected.
Okay.
Statement glove, statement necklace, statement.
Statement. Yes. Here we go. Calvin Cato's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who go, oh, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. Can I just stop by in 10 minutes? I don't think so. Okay. First of all, even though I know you like that, bitch, I don't know you like that. You can't come over. Second of all, if I'm home, that means I'm home, okay? I'm not putting on pants, okay? I'm wearing a t-shirt and fucking socks, okay? I'm Donald Ducking it. You're not gonna make me put on pants. And then I gotta rush and do a shower and I gotta hit the golden triangle. Like, no, I'm not doing all that for you.
30 seconds.
It's not happening, okay? I don't think so. You know I'm home. You know I'm trying to catch up on Scandal. Are you gonna interrupt Scandal so I can listen to you drink my Glenlivet? I don't think so. No. Not gonna happen, okay? And also, I don't think so with your, oh my God, I'm just in the neighborhood. Really, get on the R train. Go back the fuck home. I live in Bay Bridge.
15 seconds.
That's a long-ass journey. Go back home. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about your statement. I don't give a shit. Your
5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Also, I don't think so with this, I'm just in the neighborhood. Really, you're in the neighborhood? Why? You're doing something cooler and you didn't invite me to it? Fuck you. I don't think so.
That's 1 minute. Calvin Kato.
Unbelievable.
Real, that's real. Guys, welcome to the stage, Millie Tamarez.
Here we go. Yes, 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 yes.
Millie.
Now.
Oh, my God.
Now, explain to us if it's going to be a pre-selected topic or are we going in the troll bowl?
Pre-selected.
Yes.
Okay, this is Millie Tamarez's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Movies that make you follow sexual tension and the whole thing with the will they, won't they, and at the end, you get a little peck. Yes. specifically the 2005 remake of Pride and Prejudice.
Yes.
You fucking, yes. I don't think so, honey. Okay? You follow dusty ass Keira Knightley and Mr. Darcy for 2 hours and 15 minutes. And they get on that hill. And you know what they do? Not an embrace, not a French kiss,
30 seconds.
But a peck. And you know what else is good for? Korean dramas, Japanese dramas, Asian dramas do the same shit, but more importantly, Moonlight, bitch.
Yeah!
Moonlight. Moonlight.
15
you
seconds.
You follow them. He resolves conflict with his mom. He sees his fucking love. And you know what they do? A side hug, bitch. Not a French kiss. Not
five
a
seconds.
Makeout. Are you fucking kidding me? I don't think so, honey. Lena Dunham.
This group on fire! This group, give it up for this group. Natalie Walker!
Larry Owens! Maya Deschnick!
Calicato! Millie Tavares!
Yes!
Wow. Wow.
Oh my God, are we okay? This is heating up.
We were cheated out of a sex scene in Moonlight. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. I was literally so horned up at the end
of Moonlight.
I was
so horny.
I was like, are you fucking kidding?
And that little sad side hug.
It was a side hug.
It was a side hug. God, the worst. Guys, give it up for your next group, Lane Moore.
Yes. Now, Philip Markle.
Jael Johnson.
Yes. Pat Dooley.
And Sarah Tolamash.
Yes. Come
on. Oh, my
on.
God. Come okay. on. Okay. Looks the house down.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, my God. We're okay. We're
it's okay.
okay.
It's okay. It's okay. Hey. We want to see Lane Moore at the mic.
Now, Lane. Oh my God, this look.
I got this. Thank you.
This is okay. Here we go. This is Lane Moore's "I Don't Think So, Honey." Her
no,
time.
Do you want to?
Oh,
do?
I'm so sorry. I'm so
yeah,
sorry.
You can't
oh my
do
God.
That.
I'm so excited.
Do you want to do?
He knew. He knew I fucking came with some shit in my backpack.
Yeah, but yeah, no, yeah, you did.
He knew
though.
I got some shit
so,
to say.
So we are doing a pre-selected.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
This is Lane Moore's "I Don't Think So, Honey." There's no need for booing. This is pre-selected. This is thought out. This is Lane Moore's "I Don't Think So, Honey." Her time starts now.
All right, I don't think so, honey, when you're already fucking sick and you tell someone and they go, oh yeah, something's been going around. Nope, I don't think so, honey. First of all, you don't know what I have. I could have some fucking special shit, some fucking like crazy strange shit you've never even fucking heard. I hope not for my own immune system, but you don't know. Second of all, where the fuck was I? You tell me this, I'm already fucking knee deep in my own sickness. I've left my house in fucking weeks and you're like, oh yeah, everyone
seconds.
Has that. You haven't mentioned it. You have not mentioned it. Also, that's like if I fucking fell into a fucking ditch and broke all my fucking legs and then you were like, oh yeah, everyone's been falling in that ditch. I don't think so, honey. No, you got a warning in the fucking ditch. I can't deal with this. Also, there's a fucking mailing list for everything. You couldn't have put me on this one. I got to fucking unsubscribe from 80 email lists a day. And every time I fucking unsubscribe,
five
I come.
5 seconds.
Every time. Every fucking time. So I don't think so, fucking honey. Tell me I'm sick.
Yes, that's Lane Moore's 1 minute.
Someone should have mentioned that ditch.
That did.
Unreal. Thank you. Oh my God. And now Philip Markle.
Philip.
Come on.
Philip.
Yes.
What's it going to be?
Babe.
Hi,
you know it's going to be pre-select.
Okay. You know he came.
Okay. This is Philip Markle's "I Don't Think So, Honey." His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. My Republican relatives at Thanksgiving dinner. You have ruined so many family gatherings, and I have been terrified of confrontation my entire life. But do not think I forgot what happened in 2005, the year I came out, when you claimed that all those people that died in Indonesia from that tsunami died because they didn't believe in Christ. And my sister stood up and said, you can't say that, that's so insensitive. And you said, you're a liberal targ, you don't appreciate people with religious values. How dare you speak
seconds.
To us like that? And then my aunt stood up and said, we all know what this is really about. It's because Philip's gay and no one's talking about it. And I stood up and I walked over to the piano and I played Claire de Lune because that's how I knew how to deal with the situation. But I don't think so, honey. Never again. I am going to confront you on your racist, homophobic, misogynist bullshit.
5 seconds.
And I'm going to be kind and nice and try and get you to think about your question, your own beliefs. And the entire time I'm going to be thinking in my head, I don't think so, honey.
That's what I mean.
When in doubt, play Claire de Lune.
Yes. Now,
Jael Johnson.
Come on. Yes.
Yes.
Jael, what's
going
to be?
Wait a second. I'm not ready. All right. Cool.
We good. Here we go.
We good. We good.
Just a little bit for you. Just a little bit. All right. So listen. Are we doing a pre-slide or are we doing a troll bowl?
We on that Planned Parenthood, that pre-pre. All right. Okay. Let's do this shit.
Here we go. This is Jael.
Something that happened to me yesterday. I don't think so. Pitbull. All right, honey? I saw Pitbull yesterday at the Apollo Theater, all right? I have never seen Pitbull in my motherfucking life. I never planned to see Pitbull in my motherfucking life. That's how everywhere this motherfucker is, and I saw him against my will at the blackest theater on the planet. We get it, Pitbull. You got more jobs than a Jamaican. I understand. And then while we're at it, because Fifth Harmony came out, I don't think so, honey, Fifth Harmony. All right?
So
let's go there. All right, because only two of you bitches are useful, so you should change your names to Second Harmony, all right? They all dancing around the stage. Only two of these bitches is doing work. They posing at the end, breathing all heavy and shit. Bitch, you ain't just run a triathlon. What the fuck is happening right now? You scooted around the stage like a stripper on a Monday afternoon, all right?
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey, Pimple, and I don't think so, honey, Fifth Harmony. Get the fuck off my goddamn black ass stage.
Wait, what were they doing at the Apollo?
I will say this. Bowen, on three, name the only useful member of Fifth Harmony. One, two, three.
Normani.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I don't think so, honey, the rest of you.
What were they doing at the Apollo? Oh, my God.
And now, coming to the mic is Pat Dooley.
Get to the mic. Yes, Pat. Yes. Oh, Pat.
Red bottoms. Bloody shoes.
Bloody, these is bloody shoes.
Okay. Now, Pat.
He doesn't dance.
These is bloody shoes.
Yes, okay. Now, are we going to do a pre-selected topic, or are
it's
we going to
be
do...
a pre-select.
Pre-select.
Here we go.
Okay.
I already feel bad Cardi for B, that. His time yeah. starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Ninth Avenue in Hell's Kitchen, USA.
Bitch, if I want to see every single person I've ever had a flirtatious dialogue with, I'll go on YouTube.com. It'll be a suggested video because I've already watched them sing Lost in the Universe up a step. I've already done it. If I want to walk into a human being who is walking out of Tag with two G's with their Fire Island costume, I will just go to the damn bar. I don't want to be accosted on the street. If I want to see someone going to their EPA with Bernie fucking Telsey, I will just go to the EPA myself. If I want to get my protein knockout from Juice Generation, let me do it in peace. I live in Hell's Kitchen. I do it against my will.
5 seconds.
Psalms chapter 23, verse 4. I have walked through the shadow of the valley of death. That is Hell's Kitchen, bitch. Bye.
And that's 1 minute.
Bernie Telsey has to be dropped at least once in this.
Yes, he must be brought to justice.
Bernie.
All right, and now it is time for Sarah Tolamash.
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Okay. Hi, guys.
So what do we think, Sarah? Are we doing a pre-selected or are we doing the troll bowl?
I'm going to do pre-selected.
Great.
Yes.
This is Sarah Tolamash's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
All right. I don't think so, honey, recipe bloggers. These self-absorbed assholes need to be taken down a notch. Nobody has time to read a fucking novella about your buffalo chicken dip. Get to the fucking ingredients! Two jobs and a dream I'm chasing. I've only got 40 minutes to make a meal. I will read your goddamn story while I'm eating my fucking meal.
30 seconds.
All right. I don't think so, recipe bloggers. I need to know how to boil an egg. I know I'm in my late 30s and I know how to boil. I should boil an egg, but I'm fucking starving 15. And I need to get to that egg. So sum it up, asshole!
5 seconds!
That's 1 minute! Yeah. 5 seconds!
Okay, that's 1 minute! That's 1 minute! That's 1 minute! That's 1 minute! Sarah Tolamash!
Give it up for this group!
Lane Moore, Philip Markle, Dryell Johnson, Pat Dooley, and Sarah Tolamash!
Oh my God.
Unreal. And now, my girls are coming to the stage.
This is the coven.
Here we go. Kaylin Bitsagai!
Lauren Brickman!
Yes, Lauren Brickman! Amanda Dealey!
Susan Casey!
And Sue Smith!
Wow. Witchy, witchy.
Okay, yes.
Wow.
And the first to the mic is Kaylin Bitsagai. Here we go! Oh, I love that scarf.
Indoor scarf.
Yes, that's a good
indoor.
Scarf.
It loves you.
It loves me.
Kaylin, yeah. Is it going to be pre-selected or troll bowl?
I'm going to have to speak a pre-selected truth.
Yes, pre-selected truth.
Kaylin Bitsa, guys, I don't think so, honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Caitlyn Jenner. And specifically for trying to legitimize Caitlyn with a Y. Now, a reminder to those of you that don't know me, my name is Caitlyn. there's one legitimate way to spell Caitlin. C-A-I-T-L-I-N. Vanity Fair tried to tell me to call her Caitlin. No, bitch, you call me Caitlin. All right? If someone spells Caitlin with a K
seconds.
Or a Y, P.S., at some time in their life, they've contracted herpes from an Arby's, and I'm sorry, that's just the truth. And bitch, you're 65 years old. I know why you came for us. You're firmly in Brenda, Linda, Kathy territory. But no, you came for 80s and 90s culture. You came for Caitlyn's, and you want to look young. And you know how I know it? Because you know who was the oldest Caitlyn before you? It was me, you stupid bitch. And you took it away from me. Fuck you! Fuck you!
That's what I'm doing!
Caitlyn Jenner!
Wow.
Fuck you, Caitlyn Jenner!
Caitlyn with a Y. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Caitlyn Jenner.
But seriously,
I agree hard.
You.
Oh my God, here we go. It is time for Lauren Brickman.
Lauren. Oh, hey. Love the embroidery.
Yes.
Hello, hello.
The embroidery.
Come on.
Thank
Come
you,
on.
Yes.
So what do we think about this? Are we doing a pre-selected topic or Troll Bowl?
Okay, I want to be honest with you. I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but then backstage, I prayed to that God that Jonathan Braylock was talking about
yeah,
earlier.
Yeah, I heard about him yes. earlier.
And he spoke to me and he said, Matt is begging for more Troll Bowl. So,
wow.
Troll Bowl.
God. That's
we have
God.
Some people clamoring for Troll Bowl,
yeah.
too, so here we go. All right. Here we go. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
This is an icon.
Oh, give it to
Lauren
me.
Lauren Brickman, your I Don't Think So Honey topic is Tina Fey.
Oh!
And her time starts now.
Okay. I don't think so, honey. Little Miss Bussy Pants, Tina Fey. Yourself, you white cunt! Let me tell you something, Tina! Tina! I see you, bitch! You don't think you made enough money with Mean Girls the first time?
30 seconds.
You gonna turn that shit into a musical? Oh, that is something I definitely am not looking forward to. I definitely didn't pre-order tickets to, and I will never listen to while I'm pretending to work out at the gym. So, little Miss Tina Fey, I want to take a big dump on your chest.
5 seconds.
Because you are white trash bullshit. Tina, I don't think so, honey Fey.
That's why. The message I was getting was that Lauren will, in fact, go to see Mean Girls on Broadway.
I'm gonna be at Mean Girls the day it opens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, aren't we all? We love.
We're all going. We're all going.
Going. We're all going.
We're all going.
We love you too.
And now, Amanda Dealy! Give it up! Yes! Yes, hello!
Amanda, pre-selected or Troll Bowl?
What do we think?
I will be doing pre-selected.
Pre-selected. Here we go.
This is Amanda Dealy's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The phrase, so what do you do? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were networking at this destination bachelorette where our first stop was a ghost tour. I don't think so, honey. The only people who ask, so what do you do? Are 99% certain that they are the best people in the room. Yeah, because when you ask, so what do? You're not expecting the person to go, I'm Malala.
30 seconds.
Because you don't find that person. No, honey. I don't think so, honey. So what do? I will not be defined by the skill set that is currently paying my bills, honey. Some of us do not identify with how we are categorized by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, honey.
Yes.
And the only
Five
people
seconds.
Who are
Five
allowed
seconds.
To complain about their jobs are nurses. I don't think so, honey.
That's 1 minute. Unreal.
Give it up.
Unreal.
And please
now,
welcome Susan Casey.
Yes,
Susan. Ah, Susan. What's it going to be, pre-selected or Troll Bowl?
I have pre-selected the bowl.
Whoa! A little twist there.
Little twist, little syntactical
okay,
twist.
Okay. This I Don't Think So Honey topic for Susan Casey is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And
her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. decisions that in retrospect were bad ones. I don't know which ones they were. And I don't know if you're still there. Where were you when the Civil Rights Act happened? I don't know where she was.
30 seconds.
Where were you when Donald Trump was elected? I don't know where she was. This is a hard one. Your name is dumb. It feels like mucus in my mouth. If I invited you over, I'd ask you your name and I'd ask you to fucking leave.
that's 1 minute. Give it up for Susan Casey.
Honestly, we don't know where she was.
We don't know.
We can guess where she was, but we don't know.
And that was masterful. Masterful troll.
Masterful.
Bowl. Give
and
it
we're
up.
We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be asking that question. Where was she really?
Where was she?
It is time, Brooklyn. It is time for
Sue Smith.
Here we go. Yes. Okay.
All right.
So, what do we think about this?
I think I want the motherfucking troll ball.
Oh!
Give it to me.
Okay. I am choosing.
Wow,
I have
wow,
chosen.
Wow. We've chosen.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Your I don't think so, honey, topic is gingerbread houses.
Gingerbread houses? Fuck you, cookie that I can't really eat? What is the fucking point of you? You are such fucking bullshit. It's like, if I'm gonna make cookies, I'm gonna eat half of them before they're done. I'm not gonna put them into a fucking house and then put gumdrops on it.
30 seconds.
And then look at it until Christmas. Fuck you, gingerbread houses. Also, who lives in them? You're telling me gingerbread men live in them?
15 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Gingerbread men live in bigger fucking houses.
Five seconds.
Because they're made of gingerbread. I don't fucking think so, honey.
That's one minute.
Give it up for Sue Smith.
Amazing points.
The rest of this group, Caitlin Bitsigai,
yes,
Lauren Brickman,
Amanda Dealey,
Susan Casey,
and Sue Smith. Now.
Ooh, baby.
Moving forward, we have our next group. Everybody give it up for Ruby McAllister.
Courtney McGinnis.
Alyssa Sonoha.
Sonia Denise.
And Miss Sandy Honig. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, my goodness. Look at these.
Yes, they are making their way out. They have occupied the stage, Ruby.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. All right. Ruby McAllister, here we go. Take the space.
Ruby McAllister is going to be pre-selected or trollable. Oh, my God.
The jacket comes off. The hat goes on.
Ruby.
Now. Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, all right.
Make yourself at home.
Give her the time. Let's give her the time. Ruby, is it going to be pre-selected or trollable?
Pre-select.
Okay, this is Ruby McAllister's. I don't think so, honey. Her time
okay,
starts.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Okay. Her time
starts.
I love my cord. Now.
I don't think so, honey. Boots with really bad silhouettes when they are looking, you're looking at them from the side. Don't get at me and you have fucking thigh-high boots. You're looking sexy as shit and I look down and you look like a fucking Wallace and Gromit character. Look at your shoes. Do they have a strong toe? I don't think so, honey. Do they have a strong sole? I don't think so, honey.
30 seconds.
What the fuck do you think shoes are? They're about the silhouette. If it doesn't look good on the motherfucking side, take the shoes off. It doesn't matter what they're made of. It doesn't matter where you got them. If it's not a strong shoe, bitch, you're not gonna take over the world. It's our time, ladies. Get those shoes on. It might be November with a tube sock and a fucking mule.
Five
Do
seconds.
It. I don't think so, honey. Shoes with bad silhouettes from the side.
That's 1 minute. Ruby McAllister. Yes.
Oh my God.
We are lost. That's we are shook. We are dead. And now, Courtney McGinnis! Yes.
Courtney, oh my God.
Oh boy.
Hey, bitch.
What's it gonna be, pre-selected or trollable?
Pre-selected.
Okay, this is Courtney McGinnis's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who say, how can you like Britney Spears? She doesn't even sing.
Oh!
Ooh, I'm about to go off! First of all, Britney Spears is not even a musician. She's transcended that. She's an icon. Read a fucking book! All right? Britney Spears is more important than her music. We've all been on a fucking journey with Britney, okay?
Yes.
I first saw Britney Spears at the 1999 VMAs where she performed with NSYNC. Hit Me Baby One More Time. Thank you,
30
God.
Seconds.
I was 11 years old, and I was growing humongous tits. Not only did Britney Spears teach me to shake them, she taught me to say, oh, am I being sexy right now? While I'm doing it. In 2006, when Britney was having a breakdown, I moved to New York City. And when Britney shaved her head, I was like, bitch, I get it. I fucking love Britney Spears. And now I feel Britney. She has given me an excuse to go to Las Vegas with my fucking gays. All right?
Woo!
Thank you.
And that's 1 minute.
Courtney McGinnis. You respect Britney. Britney Spears. As Dave Mozzoni once said, she raised you.
She raised you.
All
Britney
right.
raised you. Please welcome Alyssa Stranova.
Alyssa,
I love this
too.
Look.
This fashion. Yes, the hat. Yes.
Come on.
Alyssa,
what's it going to be? Oh, my God.
What do we think?
Is it the bull? Is it the pre-select?
It's a pre-select.
Okay.
This is Alyssa Stranova's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The bathroom of a heterosexual male apartment. When I'm hovering over the toilet like it's a public restroom, because it's so unclean, it looks like 30 people have traipsed in there over the evening. Why the bottom of the shower curtain totally black? Buy a new shower curtain.
30
I'll
seconds.
Buy you a new shower curtain. Jesus. I don't think so, honey, when my beautiful little feet are walking barefoot on the floor and I feel the crumbs. And I feel the hair.
15 seconds. Oh my God.
Why your sheets gotta be dark brown so your cum stains are visible?
5 seconds!
The bathroom of hell, blah, 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 blah.
That's 1 minute, Alyssa Stranova. Oh my God.
Wow.
That black on the bottom of the shower curtain, that's disgusting.
Come on. Truth teller. Guys, please welcome to the stage, the mic, Sonia Deneen.
Come on, Sonia, yes.
Come on, Son. Sonia.
I am going to be doing a pre-selected.
Yes.
Very well.
We love that.
Sonia Deneen's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Hollywood trying to reintroduce Mel Gibson as if he isn't a racist.
Yes!
Misogynistic, homophobic, piece of shit! Daddy's home too? No, fuck you. Was there no one else? Are there no other older millennial? No. Mature, mediocre men? What's Jerry Stiller doing? Is he dead yet? No. Has he ever said the N-word or said that all Jews created every war? No, he has not. Fuck
30
you.
30 seconds.
And if someone wants to create a new Lethal Weapon 5, who the fuck is asking for that? Please raise your hand so I can murder you with my bare fucking hand. No disrespect to Danny Glover, who is a legend, but
Danny,
fuck that movie
15
franchise.
Seconds.
Jet Li is the best part of that fucking movie franchise, okay? And all these people like Robert Downey are like, forgive him, he's apologized. That bitch has never apologized. Fuck Mel Gibson and fuck you if you like one of his movies. The Beaver, fuck that.
All of it.
Fuck Mel Gibson.
Welcome,
Sandy Honig.
Come on.
Sandy, yes, this the pattern, classic.
The pattern.
This, talk about a silhouette. Look at the silhouette.
Yes, the silhouette.
Oh. Oh my God. Thank you. A Chelsea boot with a good silhouette.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
This is now. Sandy Honig's I Don't Think So. Oh, no, 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 no.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. All right, so what? Sandy. Is it the bull or is it a pre-select?
It's a pre-select.
Okay, this is Sandy Honig's I Don't Think So, Honey. Time starts now.
I need audience participation, okay? I Don't Think So, Honey, to this. Okay, ready? Sweet Caroline.
I don't think so.
Leave it alone. Are you for real? Get a hobby. Oh my God, is that really the only thing bringing pleasure to your life? Ba, ba, ba. I don't think so, honey.
30 seconds.
I'm at a wedding and I'm just trying to dance with my friends and you're up in here. Listen, when the Rascal Flatts wrote that song, do you think they knew exactly? They knew exactly how many words to put in it. And it starts early, okay? You know the kids and they go... Yeah. They go, okay, at a birthday party, it starts young. The kids go, happy birthday, cha-cha-cha. Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. The kids will say cha-cha-cha. They grow up to say ba-ba-ba. And if your son, if your child says cha-cha-cha, you send him to Guantanamo.
And that's 1 minute.
I don't think so.
Give it up for this group. Rumi McAllister, Courtney McGinnis, Alyssa Stanoa, Sonia Denis, and Sandy Honig.
Oh, my God. Wow, Neil Diamond of the Rascal Flatts.
When the Rascal Flatts wrote that song, they knew exactly how many words they wanted. That was...
Guys,
thank
you so much for sticking with us through this entire night.
This is the culmination. This is the last group. Everyone, please welcome to the stage, Caroline Martin!
Chelsea Clark!
Brandon Scott Jones!
Natasha Vane Black!
And you must, Mike Kelton!
You must! Wow. Legends
UCP
all.
Torco is on the stage.
Legends all.
Legends all, truly.
First up, Caroline Martin.
Caroline. Here we go. Legends all.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to do pre-select.
Pre-selected. Okay. I love that.
Pre-select. Thank you so much.
Caroline. Yes. Caroline Martin's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her
okay.
Time starts now.
Thank you so much. Before I get into it, I want you to know that I identify as an African-American woman, okay? So keep that in mind. I Don't Think So, Honey, lady who, after I introduce myself, she says, oh, we've already met. What, Karen? Karen, what? And you know it's coming from a Karen, okay? All right? Karen, no, I don't remember that conversation you forced me to have at that diabetes commercial, okay? I don't remember. Karen, I hate you.
Fucking Karen.
I don't think so, honey.
30 seconds.
Oh, thank you. Here's another thing about Karen. Karen doesn't deal with racism all the time. You know what I mean? So sometimes you black out on names, okay? Yeah. And I think that I'm being brave in a moment when I look at your face
seconds.
And it looks like something I know, but not. I'm not sure. And I say, you know what? I'm going to put myself out there and say, girlfriend, my name's Caroline. What's your name? And if you come at me, I'll punch you in the vag.
And that's 1 minute.
Thank you.
Caroline Martin.
Thank you so much.
I hate that.
I loved that approach. Loved it.
Oh my God. Okay, here we go. I love. Everyone, please welcome Chelsea Clark!
Chelsea, this look.
I'm doing pre-selected.
Okay. Pre-selected.
Chelsea Clark's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her okay. Time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, and stay with me on this. The stuff at Barnes & Noble you can buy that's not books. I know it's a dying industry. I know times are tough. You have to respect yourself more than this. Calligraphy sets, fucking weave your own spirit bracelet. Fucking Game of Thrones letter opener. Kill yourself.
30 seconds.
Kill yourself with that. A golden snitch for your desk. I love Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble needs to examine its relationship with Harry Potter. It is too much. And Godiva everywhere.
5 seconds.
There has been a bad deal for Barnes & Noble with Godiva. All of your journals look like props from a movie about an evil journal.
That's 1 minute.
Chelsea Clark.
Game of Thrones letter opener. Yeah.
Guys.
And now, two-time canceller on this show. He is finally here. It's Brandon Scotcho!
Brandon!
Look at this look. I love this look. Love this
oh, thank
look.
You very much. I can't stay. I'm sorry.
No!
I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Okay.
All right, so what?
BSJ. I'm doing a pre-select.
Okay,
great.
Pre-select.
Here we go.
This is BSJ's Here I Don't we go. Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Margot Robbie. Oh! Are you? Where did you come from? And what the fuck are you doing? Tanya Harding should have been played by me. Now, I felt this way before. I have felt this way before with Sarah Paulson and Marcia Clark, but I am willing to admit now that she did a better job than I did. 30 seconds. I would have done. However, I've seen the trailer, Margot. I don't know what the hell's going on up there. And if you want to see somebody play a woman terrified of better looking competition, you're looking at her. She right here.
Oh my God.
All right.
5 seconds.
Oh my God. Well, you know what? I don't think so, honey. Margot Robbie, you ain't Tanya. I Tanya.
I Tanya. That's 1 minute.
Oh my God.
Beautiful. What a revelation.
Thank God. All right, everyone, please welcome Natasha Vainblad.
Hello.
Natasha wears clothes and wears
them very
well.
Natasha wears clothes.
Follow.
Each bunny has a little tail.
Oh my God, yes. I love that about them. All right, so listen.
Okay.
Are we doing a pre-slides or are we doing the trouble?
I'm in it. Oh, I guess I'll let the crowd decide.
Oh, all you right? know what they'll say.
Troll. We want troll. Okay.
Troll. We
I was going to talk about farting in bed. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
All right. Your I Don't Think So, Honey topic is.
Yeah.
Volleyball.
Okay.
Natasha Vainblad's I Don't Think So, Honey. Time starts now.
Okay. I Don't Think So, Honey. Volleyball. Okay. You know what? It hurts your wrists. Okay. Yeah, because if you're a woman with teeny tiny, maybe childlike wrists, okay? It's very difficult. On top of that, who cares about team sports anymore, right? I don't think so, honey. Be an individual, okay? I don't think so, honey. High school, right? Isn't that where everyone plays volleyball? Let's forget about volleyball post-high school. Although I do think if it's like a female volleyball sport, I think it's great that women are together. I do think that. But I guess like, I don't think so, volleyball. Also, what are the points? I don't know.
15
Yeah, I've never learned about volleyball in my life. You know what though? My friend Alina and her dad, they had difficult times and they got together for their love of volleyball.
That's great.
Okay, so, but I don't think so, honey, if you don't have dad issues that you have to work out.
That's 1 minute.
Thank you.
Natasha Vainblad.
Natasha Vainblad.
Thank you.
And now, our evening's closer. Everyone, please, you must give a warm welcome to Mike Kelton. Yes, honey. Yes, honey.
Mike Kelton. Mike.
Mike.
Okay.
What's it going to be?
So I had a pre-selected, and then I was going to do Salad Bowl. But then while watching the show, I have a new pre-selected.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right, give him a chance.
This is Mike.
Wait, why did you really want? Is that
no,
like
no,
a
no. We
want
to hear what you have. We want to hear what you have.
We want to hear what you have. This is
Shut
Mike
up.
Helton's I Don't Think So, Honey. Time starts now. I don't think so, honey, people that shame other people for believing in astrology. Go the fuck home. You want to know what? Religion. Yeah. Religion. God created man and woman and earth. What was here before man, woman, and earth? The fucking stars. Okay? If I want to have a moment with my fucking salad on lunch, reading about what's going to happen on Friday, I should be able to have that. Okay?
30 seconds.
If you don't believe in astrology, you're probably a fucking Taurus, and read about it. Your life will get better, I promise. There's an astrologer, Kelly Rosano, on YouTube. Literally, I follow her day by day by day, and my life is going great right now.
15 seconds.
Astrology is real. You know why? Because the moon and the universe controls the water, which controls the blood in our bodies, okay? Because we're all magnets. And guess
Five
what?
Seconds.
Nothing is real.
And that's 1 minute.
Thank you.
Mike Kelton, you guys.
You give it up for this group. Caroline Martin, Chelsea Clark,
Brandon Scott Jones, Natasha Vainblatt, and Mike Kelton.
You guys, thank you so much for coming tonight. This has been a blast.
What an evening.
What an evening. If you liked the show, listen to the podcast, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, leave a nice review. Thank you all so much.
I want to say thank you so much to the Bell House, and thank you so much to Brooklyn Podcast Festival.
And Brooklyn Vegan, and Forever Dog.
And Forever Dog.
God bless them, those boys. Will Smith, hot producer Joe, hot producer Alex.
Thank you, babe. Bye.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam. And liking our page on Facebook.